It's Tuesday, August 6th, and this is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. I'm George Prentice. Once upon a time, a cartoonist, his wife, and their kids decided to move from Chicago to, well, anywhere else. After a year and a half, they chose Boise. Last August, that cartoonist, Luke Martin, came here on this program to talk about how he had turned his Idaho experiences into a comic strip called I'm New Here. And now he has a new children's book to show his appreciation for his family's new home. It's called Boy Sees Beautiful. Hi, Luke.
Hi, George.
So I have to tell you that the first time that someone handed me your book, it's like, wow, this is cool. But the wheels needed to turn for a second.
Sure. It's a little play on words.
Play on words,
yeah.
Right?
Right.
And, you know, so, but obviously that's the point.
It is indeed, yeah. Kind of
okay.
Something for everybody there.
Okay, so let's roll back here.
Sure.
Why'd you leave Chicago?
You know, for my kids.
Yeah.
Chicago is wonderful. Great place. But I've got young children, and between...
How old are they now?
So I have a 7, a 2, and a 1-year-old.
So for your kids, are you talking about safety? Are you talking about education, environmental, what?
Yes, all of the above.
Yeah?
Yeah. Again, Chicago was great for my wife and I, but once the kids came along, you know, between the long winters, the brutal winters, the safety issues, mm-hmm. The taxes, mm-hmm. Time away from home, just by nature of the commute, all of that.
So you knew that it should be somewhere else, but you didn't yeah. know where.
Right? Correct. Yes.
And so, talk to me a little bit about that journey, though.
Sure thing. Yeah. So we'd lived quite a number of places. So we were not strangers to picking up stakes and just moving elsewhere. But with children, certainly is a bigger decision. Mm-hmm. So we cast a very wide net. We had some criteria. We thought we have family in Montana and Washington and California. So we'd like to be drivable, but not too close. And we wanted to
smart.
You want yeah well and we wanted to be in a place where, you know, the kids could stretch their arms. They could see the stars. My eldest loves space. And in Chicago, there's so much light pollution, we couldn't see a single star. Mm-hmm. So long story short, we'd spent about a year and a half looking at all these different places.
So did
around.
You homeschool? Did you, I mean?
No. They were in public school and they were, okay. You know, it was, I want to be clear. It wasn't a nightmare at all, but it just wasn't the ideal that I wanted for my kids.
But a year and a half? Did you look for a year and a half or did you travel for a year and a half?
We looked for a year and a half.
Okay.
Right. So life kept moving. Right?
So that list just kept getting what? Shorter and shorter and then?
Yeah, kind of filtering through. And then oddly enough, kind of Murphy's Law, I suppose, the last place we thought of was Boise. Not last in general, but on our list that met all the criteria, we rattled through a whole bunch of Sacramento and Tacoma and Reno and a number of other places. And I remembered that I had a good friend in college who had moved to Boise. And this was maybe 02, 03. And she'd spoken so well of it. And then, you know, it's funny how things just come back to memory. And so I thought, God, Boise, we should look into that. And all of a sudden, it was beautiful on paper. We decided I'm going to fly out and see if it's as good in person. And it was.
And I think I might have seen this on your website. Tell me about that when you arrived at the airport.
Oh.
I think, and your kids were there and their eyes widened.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, it was April when we moved.
Yeah.
And anyone who's lived around the Great Lakes, as we both have,
yep.
You know that there's a lot of snow, there's a lot of cold. Yeah. There was still snow on the ground in April.
Melting right around now.
Just getting there,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Right, just starting.
Yeah.
There was still snow on the ground in Chicago.
April, yeah.
In April, right. So we flew out here. We exit the airport, and 5 seconds later, my daughter, my eldest, sees this big patch of grass at the airport, which they have here, which they don't, you know, they mm-hmm. don't have that in O'Hare. She ran over and goes, ah, it's summer here, it's summer here. She's jumping up and down, happy as a clam. And I tell you, as a father, making a giant life change for the benefit of his children, mm-hmm. to have that be the reaction 5 minutes in to our new home, boy, that's a great feeling. That instant affirmation.
Well, you're nervous and excited all at once,
yeah.
But to see some optimism in the eyes of your child,
right.
Wow.
Right.
You're a cartoonist.
Yes.
Is that in your blood? I mean, was this something that you just dreamed of someday?
Yeah. I think I did have that chromosome somewhere in there. Yeah. That I since I was – so when I was 9, we took a cross-country trip. We went to Disney World, and there was this thing where you – they recorded, I think, Robin Williams' voice, and then they showed this thing where the animators drew a cartoon of him and turned it into this animated piece. And I was hooked. So from that moment on, I taught myself to draw and read every book I could, and that was that. And so I've been sort of chronicling my own life for years now, and so I've got books about living in Chicago and comics about getting engaged to be married and working on the, you know, all these seasons of life that I go through. But my bent is trying to come up with, you know, the humor in everyday life, the notoriety in everyday life, and then the greatest number of people can relate to it. You know, and that comes to the book. And, you know, it's the stuff we pass or walk by every day. It's Boise is beautiful. It's about a little boy that goes around Boise and sees all these beautiful things. And, yeah, it's that ability to be approachable so everyone can come into that and enjoy it. And then hopefully it's so familiar that it kind of makes you smile.
I love this because I guess, I mean, technically it is a children's book. Maybe technically.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what section it lands in, but I'd put this on my coffee table. they're full page illustrations. For instance, and it's so, I mean, you get Boise. I mean, what, it's been 2 years for you?
Or? A little over a year.
Well, you certainly get Boise.
Thank you.
So everything from our Balloon Classic to Camelsback Park to Freak Alley to the Boise Fry Company to the Greenbelt to Table Rock, et cetera, but they all pop to life, and it's Boise's station, and the station happens to be the Boise Depot.
Yeah.
Boise's Donuts, and of course, it's Guru Donuts.
Right.
Boise's team, and of course, there's the blue turf of Albertson Stadium. This is great.
Thank you.
So, how do you start? Do you start with a list of things, or in your mind's eye as you're walking around town, you say, you know what? Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, you know. So I had the idea for the title first, and then I was on a flight back to Chicago. I still work out of Chicago, commute back, and I drew the thing on the flight there. And so I had this short list of notable places that I had seen or I wanted to go see because I'm still new. And I thought, okay, how do we capture the character? And so, yeah, the list whittled down, and so that's where we landed.
Does this boy have a name?
No. It makes it more approachable that way. It could be anybody.
He's an every boy.
He's an every boy.
He's an every
boy. Rather than every man, right.
So I'm assuming you might have, like any good cartoonist or author, you might have some events coming up.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yeah, that's the plan. So, in fact, I'm sort of a concerted effort this month, in fact. So I was fortunate enough, Idaho Family Magazine did a piece, published a piece for me, kind of talking about my journey to writing the book. And so that's out there if anyone's curious to go look at it. I'm going to be doing a reading at the Idaho Children's Museum.
And that's tomorrow.
Correct, it is.
Tomorrow afternoon at 1.
Yes. Yep. And I'll be doing a second one at the downtown branch of the Boise Library on Friday.
And that'll be Friday at 10:30 a.m. at library with an exclamation point.
Indeed.
So were your kids like all the rest of our kids? Did they shout library every time that they see it and the exclamation point?
I still do that. I thought that's a proper pronunciation.
It's really cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I know that there are some people who roll their eyes when they put it up, but it's iconic.
It's important.
Yeah.
You should be excited about it.
Okay, so we have a Boise Comic Arts Festival in later this month, August 24th and 25th.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there.
Participate?
Yes, sir.
Yep. What do you hope kids get out of this book?
An appreciation for where they're at. Boise is a beautiful place, and I think there's a tendency to take for granted what's familiar. And I certainly did, you know. And so for me, I had the benefit of coming with fresh eyes, and it's been a wonderful thing. So my hope, and I'm going to try to echo this in the readings that we're doing this week, I'm going to go in, we're going to read the book, and then I'm going to give the kids blank pages with the character already drawn on them. And they can draw their own scenes or notable places that they care about around town. And then we're going to gather them and read them all back to the group as if it was a version two. And hopefully the through line there would be that, look at this great place you're in. And stop and appreciate that. And the hope is that, you know, in a small way, we'll instill some appreciation and remove sort of the blinders of familiarity so where people can and kids can go, God, this is a great thing here. This is a great place.
And you call this an ode to Boise.
I did, yes.
Yeah. So why is Boise so special to you?
Oh, wow. You know, it goes back to why we came here. Mm-hmm. I mean, this represents a tremendous foundation, a tremendous opportunity for my children to grow up in a place where they can explore themselves, they can explore the beauty of nature, with all that this great metropolis has to offer, with addition to all the nature. And I genuinely am grateful. I think it's just a wonderful place, and I feel lucky to be here.
Excellent. Okay. Children's Museum of Idaho tomorrow at 1. Boise Library, Main Branch, Friday, 10:30 a.m., and August 24th and 25th at the Boise Comic Arts Festival. You'll be part of the Artist's Alley. Yes?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Okay. Cartoonist Luke Martin, thank you so much, and congratulations. This is a blast.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright and Frankie Barnhill. Associate producer is Hannah Gardowski. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. Our theme music, it was penned by musician Will Hall. I'm George Prentice. I will give it another try tomorrow. Please bear with me. You can hear today's program and previous interviews at our website at boisestatepublicradio.org.